Well, zipping back home, imagine, if you will, that you're a male psychology professor at Cambridge University, and the love of your life, your wife Lisa, is also a scientist. Together you run a lab and you see firsthand the sexism in science. Oh, and also imagine that in addition to being a professor, you're pretty musical, supporting the Red Hot Chili Peppers on tour. So, what do you do to fight gender inequality? Well, release a single on the subject, of course. I've spoke to Tim Bussey, the professor and also rock star behind this re-release hit from the 80s.
I'm in a band called Violet Transmissions, and we've recorded a version of Thomas Dolby's song, She Blinded Me With Science, for women in science, specifically to raise awareness and celebrate women in science.
And what inspired you to actually initiate this project in the first place?
In my own lab, which I've had now for, I think it's 14 years, some of the very best scientists that have come through this lab have been women. And given that my experiences, it surprises me when I look around me at my colleagues, I sit on a committee, I get invited to be in a symposium where the majority of participants are still men.
So to you, there seems to be a gender inequality, a sexism within science. And so this video is really to try and promote the role of females, successful females within science.
Yeah. I mean, that's right.
And can you tell us a little bit about the song?
The song is, well, it's by Thomas Dolby. It's from the 80s. You know, it's been exciting for me working with him to some extent because he was a bit of a hero. I think he was a groundbreaker in electronic music. That song went to number one in many countries, and for a while you couldn't get away from it.
And Thomas Dolby's chorus includes, "She blinded me with science." So how does that reflect with Lisa, your wife? Did she blind you with her scientific prowess? Is that how you got together?
We did meet in a scientific context. We were both actually at UBC in Vancouver, in Canada. So I was an undergraduate and she was a graduate student at the time. But really, it grabbed me simply because I love the song in the first instance and because that hooky chorus line is absolutely perfect for what we wanted.
And you also got Orphan Black, so that's a BBC broadcast programme involved in the project, I believe.
That's right. Now, Orphan Black is a fantastic example of a show that features women scientists in important roles. What impresses me about it is that it's all very matter-of-fact. It's not a big deal in that show that the scientists are women. It just seems very, very natural. It's very impressive, and so I'm really pleased to have them involved. Some of the clips from the show with the woman scientist characters are in the video.
And you filmed the music video in quite a special location, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. Newnham College, they let us film in the old labs. And that was a lab where women scientists could do their science before women were allowed into Cambridge University. So it was a perfect place to film the thing. And it was a quite a good set too, so as a bonus.
Tim Bussey from Cambridge University. You can find out more by visiting World Wide Web, sheblindedmewithscience.org, and all proceeds from the song go to Science Girl, an organisation dedicated to celebrating and supporting women in science. Well, that's all we have time for this month, I'm afraid. I hope you've enjoyed this special episode, globetrotting to take in the wanderings of a naked mind. Thanks to all those that took part. Malvinder Singh Baines, Goldie Nugent, Gary Meisenbock, Andy Irving, Mark Cunningham, Jamie Ainge, and Tim Bussey. I'm Hannah Critchlow, this is Naked Neuroscience, and until next year, well, we'll continue our journey to open our minds, reporting with the President of India on the opening of a special neuroscience institute in Calcutta. Bye-bye.